Allora, come vi avevo promesso, Vitamin X, siamo qui con Mark. Hi Mark, thank you for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, Mark, this is Radio Sonar. It's a free radio broadcasting on the web and in podcast. And again, thank you for being with us. You play really fast and really loud, guys.
Yes, I talk slow, but I play fast.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, how was the crowd? Is this your first time in Rome?
No, I think this is our fourth or fifth time in Rome. We've actually been to this place before to eat, but not to play.
Allora, let me translate. Ha detto che non è la quarta volta a Roma, è la seconda Agrobax, ma sono di qui prima per mangiare. Sono stati qui altre volte per mangiare e non per suonare. So, how was the crowd? Did you like this festival?
Yeah, the festival is great. The people here are great. We love Rome. We actually love Italy. Our records are released also on an Italian label. So, yeah, we have a really close friendship with Italy and Rome as well. And the crowds went totally crazy. Everybody was jumping over each other. So, we had a great time.
Ah, Mark dice che è stato tutto fantastico, la gente era da paura e che hanno un forte rapporto con l'Italia. Speaking about Italy, how was it to work with Steve Albini?
I mean,
Yeah, like American Italian, but still.
Yes. We asked him about if he's really like from Italian descendants, and he said yes, he is. And it was amazing to work with him. He's a legendary guy. Yeah, very professional, and the sound we had in the studio was amazing. And he's also really funny to work with. When we were there, for example, Iggy Pop called him because he worked with Iggy, he worked with the guys from Led Zeppelin, he worked with Nirvana, he worked with the Pixies, PJ Harvey, all the famous people. And yeah, we loved recording with him.
Ok, thank you. Gli ho fatto una domanda su com'è lavorare con Steve Albini, col quale hanno registrato il loro ultimo album, no, il penultimo album nel 2005, Full Scale Assault.
The album Full Scale Assault and also the album About to Crack were recorded in Chicago with Steve Albini. Actually, Albini works like, let's say, about 10 hours a day recording with us. And he doesn't eat anything during those 10 hours. He only has one really big cup of coffee. And the cup of coffee is so big. It looks more like a
like a monolith, a column.
Yeah, more to put flowers inside or something.
A vase. I got it. Ok, so quindi gli ho chiesto com'è lavorare con Steve Albini, perché questi album sono stati registrati con lui. Lui è italiano d'origine, conferma il suo essere molto italiano, è estremamente professionale e non mangia niente durante le registrazioni, c'è solamente un vaso di caffè alto 1,5 m con il quale si nutre. So your last album was 2008, right?
No, in 2008 we released Full Scale
No,
Assault,
so
and in 2012
12, yes, 12, sorry.
We released About to Crack, and we are about to release our new album. It will be out like in a few
That was
months.
The question.
Yeah, it will be out in a few months' time. It will be on a bigger label, a different label, and yeah, we're very happy with the album.
Ok, so, upcoming album. Gli ho chiesto se quando è il loro prossimo album, è praticamente in preparazione, in stampa, e uscirà tra poco con una nuova etichetta. Speaking about inside your identity as a band, you're a straight edge band, but this does not reflect in the lyrics as it does with many other straight edge bands. Why did you choose this?
Well, I mean, we are all straight edge because of personal reasons, but we don't think other people should be straight edge. We don't care if other people drink or not. Our lyrics are not about straight edge. We actually made two songs about straight edge,
Exactly.
but that but
Early songs.
Yes, but those songs were actually not against drugs. But they were in favor of legalization of drugs. We are from Amsterdam, from the Netherlands, In the Netherlands, soft drugs are legal, and we as a band, we think it's better that drugs are legalized, because it's proven that in the countries where they have very strict drug laws, there are much more drug addicts. And in the Netherlands, I'm from Amsterdam. I grew up there. I was born there. Grew up there. I'm not interested in drugs. And you know why? Because it's freely available.
All over the place.
Yes. Yeah, so I grew up with this as a kid. And I know everything about it already when I was very young. So I never even wanted to try it, because it's just not interesting for me. Actually, in Amsterdam and in the Netherlands, a lot of Italian tourists...
Yeah, they come for the ganja tour.
They come for the ganja tour. Yeah. And of course, I understand it, because it's in Amsterdam, you can get it for free. Well, you have to pay, but it's legal. But I understand it. But I think other countries like Italy or other European countries, they should have the same drug laws as in the Netherlands, and be more open about it and more free.
Thank you, Mark. Gli ho fatto una domanda sul fatto dell'essere straight edge e del fatto che questo non si riflette molto nei loro testi, e lui mi ha risposto che sono convinzioni personali. In realtà gli unici due pezzi straight edge, soprattutto quello contro le droghe leggere, non è contro le droghe leggere ma per la legalizzazione delle droghe leggere, e portava come esempio appunto di Amsterdam, perché loro sono di Amsterdam. Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you very much for being with us. It was a great show, and you cracked.
Yes, thanks everybody for coming to the show. Thanks everybody for listening. And we're going to come back pretty soon, I think, to promote our new album. So maybe later in the year. So see everybody later.
Yeah, we're eager to hear it. Thank you.
Thanks. Ciao.